This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.
Welcome in and welcome back, everybody, to the Liga MX podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Cooper, your host, and next to me, as always, is my good friend RJ, and we are back for more Liga MX discussion, analysis, and predictions. We are fresh off the back of a two-for-two Liga MX week. We are currently in a 9-2 run at the moment. Really excited to keep it going and just happy to be here. How we doing, RJ?
I'm doing great, Cooper. Good to be here as well. Looking forward to finishing off the last match day of the regular season here in Liga MX. And, you know, last year we had a very strong playoff, which is when, coincidentally, we started the show.
Right.
So yeah, as you said, looking forward to rounding it off and a couple strong plays here to end the regular season.
Yep, we are mostly finishing it up with international break here. Teams are getting back into their domestic clubs, and that includes Liga MX, of course. This will be the last match for most of the Liga MX clubs, and then the Apertura playoffs will ensue, which we're really excited about. Like RJ said, playoffs have been a strong suit for us for a long time, and that's a good combination as we've got a 9-2 run at the moment going into playoffs, which we've been good at in the past. So very exciting time for the show. And, you know, hopefully you guys have been tuning in and winning the last couple of weeks. But we got one more play each for you guys. So two total. And RJ, if you want to go ahead and get into it, let it rip, bud.
Yes, I'll kick us off. So my one and only play this week is going to be on Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I'm looking at the match between Puebla and Club America. So between both teams, they have both secured a playoff spot. Club America, depending on the result, will either finish in first or second. They're 1 point ahead of Monterrey right now. So one would assume that they would want to win, right, this match, so they secure first place. A draw could potentially not allow them to do that. Monterrey could jump them in the rankings. So you'd also expect them to want to finish the regular season very strong, right? They have played two matches in this past week. They played a League's Cup match against Nashville SC of the MLS, which they lost in penalties. Excuse me. And they had a random friendly just thrown in there against Chivas, and they won 3-1. So they've played a couple matches in the last week. I believe Puebla's last match was the 23rd, if I'm not mistaken.
We were on that game.
Right. Yes, the team total and the both teams to score, right? So, yep. Yeah, so they're well-rested, sitting in seventh place, and they're coming off two wins. They've scored two-plus goals in their last five home matches. Club America are obviously the juggernauts of Liga MX. They've kept a clean sheet in three out of their last five road matches. However, they have a lot of goal in four out of their last five matches combined. And I think, you know, combined with the cram schedule, as I mentioned over the last week, they should be a little bit vulnerable, and I expect both teams to score here. Puebla games have been pretty goal friendly at home, averaging 3.6 per match, and Club America have not failed to score in their last six road matches, and averaging just under 2.5 goals for. So with, as I said, rounding it off with being the last match day of the season and Club America needing the 3 points to secure this top spot, I expect both teams to put the pedal to the metal, and I have a hard time seeing them, either team, keeping a clean sheet here. And at over, so back to my actual play, I don't think I've mentioned it. The play I'm on here is over 2.5 goals at -120.
Fantastic. Yeah, this has the makings of what should be an exciting game. You know, as handicappers, we try to do our best to look at, you know, not just player availability and stuff like that, but also potential motivation for these teams. Like you said, Club America should want to clinch the regular season title here. I mean, that should be on their radar. It's got to be a team goal for any team. You mentioned the last couple of friendlies, mostly youth guys in that last one against Chivas. They did have some, a couple of starters play against Nashville. That was a really exciting game, as a lot of friendlies are, ended 3-3. It was an absolute barn burner. But this one here, you look at Puebla too, and they also have motivation, because the way that these playoffs are going to work, just like they do most years, you have 12 teams that actually make it and get in. Eight teams are, let's see. So the bottom eight, start, I think the top four actually get a bye is the way it works.
Top four get a bye and advance to the quarterfinals. Yes. The bottom eight play in a two leg setup, I believe.
That's right. So we do have some home field advantage here at risk for Puebla, because while they're sitting in seventh out of 12 teams that could qualify for this tournament, they have 22 points, and the team in the 11th spot in the Necaxa has 19 points. So there's a lot of like moving parts that could actually potentially happen here if they were to get blown out at home, you know, which could happen, but probably not. I like that you said both teams to score seems likely. Both teams should be motivated for this game. Puebla has actually been pretty potent at home as far as their attacking power. So hopefully we see that. I think Club America might have a couple of guys. We talked about it before the show that are coming in off international duty, but this is a really, really deep team. Both of these teams should want to get 3 points here, and that's what's important when you're going for the over in the goals market. It looks like a good one.
Yeah, and you know, Club America, if Henry Martin does play, as you said, coming off international break, he's one goal behind Nicolas Ibanez for the golden boot, right? Okay. So, you know, maybe he wants that. Maybe he wants to bag a couple and take that home, as long as secure a first place spot. So, you know, Puebla's got Martin Barragan, who's been a very strong component for them, right? He's got 8 goals in their 16 matches. So, yeah, both teams have the firepower. I really like the projection here and what's expected to be, I think, a fairly open match.
Absolutely. Hopefully we get an exciting match there to finish the season for both of those clubs before playoffs. I'll go ahead and get into my play. I'm going to be taking going to Santos Laguna and Mazatlan here. I'm going to be taking both teams to score at a -128. And I was a little surprised that this was -128. I expected it to be a little bit more juiced out, just given the nature of the way that these teams play, specifically the way that Santos Laguna plays at home. They've been a goal machine this year. They're number two in goals for, only behind Club America. Santos Laguna's got 35 goals on the season. Club America's got 36. So they've really been pouring the goals in this year. And it's been kind of a team effort. I looked at it earlier. I don't have it written down, but I think something like 5 or 6 players have 4 or more goals for this Santos Laguna team. So it's really been kind of a shared team effort. They're playing the closest thing to what you would call champagne football of anybody in Liga MX right now at the moment. So that's interesting. They're at home. And while they're great offensively, they're the number one team in expected goals allowed in Mexico. So these guys, you know, right now they're number 4 out of 18 teams in Liga MX. They're number 4. They've scored the second most goals. There's a reason why they're not number 1 or 2. It's because they're leaking goals at a pretty crazy pace. Out of the 12 teams that would qualify for this tournament, I think they're 9th out of 12 in actual goals allowed. So they're definitely not winning low scoring games. They're winning in shootouts. And then you look at Mazatlan, they currently sit in 13, 1 point out of that 12th spot. So they've got to go for it. They absolutely have to go for it. They're 1 point behind Atletico San Luis, who's got a really, really tough game Saturday at home against Tigres. So I don't know if it depends on if Tigres rotates, what they end up doing, if Tigres is playing for that bye. I'm not sure, but that's a very difficult game for Atletico San Luis to even potentially get a point out of. So Mazatlan probably has an opportunity here. Mazatlan's not a team that I've like loved necessarily to back for goals this year. Kind of like this is kind of one of those hold your nose plays, kind of like how when we've backed Querétaro to score goals for us, and they have.
Yep.
Just because we're not betting the team, so to speak, we're betting the spot. How good is the spot? You know, how much of an edge can we provide for our listeners? And this is a textbook spot here. I mean, you got a desperate Mazatlan team. Santos Laguna has got their spot wrapped up. I've got to think that Mazatlan can go in here and at least find the back of the net, because they're going to be playing harder in this game than any other game, you know, so far this year, because it's basically their season on the line. So a couple more things for this game that I did double check. Edward Bello, a Venezuelan forward for this Mazatlan team, got called up to international duty but was benched for both games, so he should be fresh for this game. He will be back. That's a very important piece for these guys. He's kind of their speed on the outside. And then kind of a little bit of a formation change for Mazatlan. They just played their last game 2-2 at Necaxa, created four big chances. And to me, it looked a lot like what we saw from Mazatlan in the playoffs last year, because the entire season of the Clausura season, we saw Mazatlan just park it and win like 1-0, take 1-1 draws, take 0-0 draws. And then they got to the playoffs and they were playing games that were ending like 4-3, 2-2, 3, like just crazy, crazy goal fest in the playoffs for this Mazatlan team. And it's like they don't do that until they absolutely have to. And yeah. I think they're at the point this year where they absolutely have to. So really like this spot for both teams to score. It's probably even going to make my official card that I send out to my clients. That's how much I like this play.
I gotta like hearing that news. Yeah. And just to give everybody a quick, you know, update on the schedule. So the first round of the playoffs is going to be the 8th and the 9th. So the play-in, so the 5th through the 12th place teams will play on the 8th and the 9th. The winners will move on to the quarterfinal first leg against the top four teams who move into the bye, right?
That's right.
So you have the top four teams move into the quarterfinal, and then you have 5th through 12th play on the 8th and the 9th, and what's called, I'm going to butcher it, so hopefully, you know, I don't get crucified for it, but it's a repage, or repage is what they call it in Mexico. Uh-huh. It's definitely not proper how I'm pronouncing it, so I apologize on that, but that's what's going to happen. So the four winners out of those matches will move on, and then there's two legs in the quarters, two legs in the semis, and then two legs in the final.
Absolutely. All right, RJ, I appreciate getting us up to date on that. Yeah, so it's an exciting time. Really excited to see how these play out. We're feeling very, very, optimistic about the way things are going lately. Hopefully we can keep that rolling into this weekend. And just before we let you guys go, make sure you guys are following us at Because We Win. That's the Betting Weekly Studios page on Twitter. We occasionally will drop some bonus content there along with the other guys from the Bet Rivers Podcast Network. And that's all I got. RJ, anything from you?
No, that's all I got. I just will say appreciate to the loyal followers of, at Because We Win, the Twitter account, and those guys that have followed us all season and continue to spread the word, right? We get a lot of content, and especially with international break ending, the content will be returning for all the big leagues, Champions League, and more to come. So really appreciate the support over the year.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the Bet Rivers Network.